Hello, welcome back, friends. Strap in and buckle up, because the Manny B Show is on the air. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Hope you're having a good week. Hope your week is going good. So the other day, I go to Costco. All right. I like Costco sometimes, you know what I mean? I had to go there to get some industrial bundle of laundry soap, but Costco is an interesting place to go to. You have to go there mentally ready. It's like being in the Royal Rumble in there with soccer moms and old men who are looking for just the right 23 pack of prunes and dates. It's also a display that shows that most people don't know how to move around with a painfully large shopping cart. And seriously, honestly, you go there to buy a lot of stuff, but nobody really needs three giant packs of honey and a giant container of a million Tylenols. A million Tylenols. I can't talk. See how frustrated Costco got me? But the funny thing is how people move around when they're inside of there. Everything's in order as you get there. It looks like an airport, pretty much. Everybody's just lining up. They all have their Costco card ready to take their passport to get into this like wonderful land of shopping for giant muffins and free samples, But everybody lines up, they walk in, they cross that border. They cross that border into Costco land. That's when all the mayhem begins, Everybody moves in one direction in the main hall. They all move single file. Everything is cool, you know what I mean? And then, in the middle of a billion people, following the shopping cart traffic down to find the 24 pack of bounties, someone thinks that it's just a good idea to just try to magically go through somebody else to get to like a free sample or something, That person thinks they're gonna phase through the person in front of them like the Flash, because they really need to get that hummus with that bread that person just only made five samples of, and 25 people just like rush there, And in them doing that, it disrupts the traffic. And the funny thing is that when that happens, everybody just stops and looks at each other. The shopping carts are going one way. This one guy tries to go to get that free hummus sample or whatever. Then all the shopping carts get disrupted, and everybody just stands there looking at there because their carts are huge and nobody knows how to maneuver them the right way. And everybody just caught there looking at each other. And you're stuck there for like 10 minutes while you're trying to figure out, oh, let me go here, let me go there. You don't know what the hell's going on in there because the shopping carts are just so freaking big and nobody knows how to drive. So your quick little trip to Costco turns into like a trip of a few hours. Oh, and then you got that one guy that you keep seeing throughout the Jumanji of Costco going up and down every single aisle with just one giant tub of Downy, and that's all he buys. And I know this happens to people that go to Costco. You go into Costco and you see this one person or this one couple, and they only have one thing in their cart. One thing in their cart, and they go up every single aisle with that one thing. They get some little samples, they get some goat cheese with some crackers. They go to the giant lines that form out there. Like, I don't know, like these lines are freaking ridiculous. And don't even go on the weekends, because forget about it. That line's gonna take longer than you even freaking like trying to cut through all the traffic to get there. Like, you see these people, like, what the hell? Like, just go to a regular supermarket, Can't you see that the rest of us are buying rations to feed our armies at home? Because nobody really, really needs like 15 boxes of Cheerios, and like a whole freaking Santa bag filled with like dumplings, that are frozen. Nobody needs all that. Maybe there are some people in it, but I don't see the point in it. I don't know. I don't know. Like Costco, I like Costco, but I don't know, man. I think it's just too exaggerated in there. And everybody loses their minds in there to get those damn samples. Like, hey, have you never eaten before? Like you could buy this stuff and make it at home. Like you can eat things, you could eat things at your house. You don't have to like bum rush and knock over all the people trying to buy like 15 million cashews in one go. Well, whatever. Don't forget the official sponsor of the Manny B Show is the Legion Corps. They got good, tight-fitted workout clothing. I'm telling you, their stuff is top-notch. You gotta check them out. You get to wear clothes from like your favorite superheroes, anime characters. They got the Goku gi. You could rock that while working out. You know, it does, and it's like a, one of the, it's like that wick material that when you sweat a lot, it doesn't really like dry up on the clothing. You know, so it like rolls off. So that's always good. Right now they have a 50% off sale going on. Check them out, thelegioncourt.com. That's www.thelegioncourt, thelegioncourt.com. Show the world you're here with them. All right, let's get to some of these stories today, because we got some interesting ones today. All right, so this is like the dumbest shit I've heard all day, okay? This comes from The Telegraph, you know, from jolly old England. So apparently there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series coming to Nickelodeon this September, which is great. I love the Ninja Turtles, especially the original series that started in 87, the ones that I used to watch when I was a kid. Yes, I'm that old. You know, like, I would love it. Just turn on the TV, they kick the Foot Clan's ass, and they'd eat some pizza. You know what I mean? Like, it's good, wholesome fun. Okay? Then PETA gets involved. And you're like, why the hell is PETA getting involved? You know, PETA, for people that don't know, is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. All right? They basically want the turtles to eat vegan pizza on the show. All right? In a letter sent by the PETA members to the president of Nickelodeon, Saima Zargami, they basically said they believe that the turtles would be willing to help save other animals' lives. Like, okay, man, this is far enough. Like, yeah, animals should be treated fair and the whole nine, but like if you want to be vegan, go be vegan. That's cool, you know what I mean? But don't try to put that into kids' heads from an early age. Like, let the kids grow up and make their own decisions. You know, I feel like this is a move to try to mentally manipulate kids into being vegan through the Ninja Turtles. But it's a show about good stories and fun. That's it, you know? It's about mutated animals that have turned into radical fighting dudes, you know, training with Master Splinter, and they go on adventures and they save New York City. That's what the show should be out. Like, I don't know. Nobody wants to see Michelangelo go on a rant for 5 minutes talking about the vegan pizza that he's having, you know, after they like save April O'Neil or after they stop Shredder from taking over the city. You know, you don't want him to say like, all right, you know, my pizza, it's gluten-free, organic, free-range, non-GMO. The box didn't experience any cruelty, and it's basically just air in the box because it's so free of everything that it's not there. Cowabunga. You know, like nobody wants that. Let the kids grow up and make their own choices of what they want to eat. They don't need that. Like, kids like need to have their parents like for that. You know what I mean? Like, if that were to happen, like Michelangelo was saying, like, air is not, it's not even there, they're basically gonna have to start pretending to eat delicious food, like in that scene in Pan with Robin Williams. Not Pan, the movie's called Hook. Like in that movie Hook with Robin Williams, where all the Lost Boys are pretending to eat imaginary food and it all looks like paint. Like in the bowls, like the wooden bowls, as they filled with all this paint and it has had like hot coming off of it. You know, that's basically what it's going to turn into. Oh man, but like I still don't know how that one kid got fat from eating nothing in Hook, but whatever. Pan. Alright, this next story is basically karma at its best. A man is sent to the hospital after a dead goose fell from the sky and knocked him out on Thursday after he shot it, says the Department of Maryland Natural Resources. So this guy and a bunch of his friends go hunting Thursday evening, when they took some shots at some geese flying overhead, and one of the birds that this one guy shot basically got hit, died, fell, and knocked out the hunter. He was knocked unconscious and he may have lost two teeth. So that's great, you know, like it's like karma at its best. It sounds like one of those like old German fairy tales, you know, like Hansel shot the goose and the goose fell and the goose killed Hansel after he shot it. The end. Oh man, okay, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Not in the slightest. Those old fairy tales, like, they don't have happy endings, you know, like Mother Goose and these other things, like, they were all, like, some pretty, like, crazy endings, you know, like, they really tried to teach kids, like, hey, Like, you know, they'd be like, kids, don't do this or you'll get your hands cut off and there's no happy endings. All right. This next story is pretty interesting, too. You remember The Simpsons when Homer was daydreaming that one time when the new German owners of the power plant were interviewing him for the safety inspector job? They told him, we are from the land of chocolate. And he goes, the land of chocolate. And he just imagines running around in chocolate land and basically taking a bite out of that dog. That's probably what these criminals in this next story was, or they were probably thinking. These thieves in Germany were definitely thinking about that when they stole 44 tons of chocolate in southern Germany. The police said that the trailers that they stole were packed with 400,000 euros or $496,100 worth of chocolate when they were stolen from an industrial park in Freiburg on Friday night. So the cops managed to find one trailer near a rest stop near the German-French border, but the driver fled on foot and got away. And the second trailer was found in Laher, also near the border with France, but two-thirds of the chocolate and the thief were gone. So they weren't able to find the thieves. So they probably like fled to France or something. I don't know. But it's crazy. Like, who would think, hey, let's steal like a lot of chocolate. That's how we're going to get rich. You know what? Instead of robbing a bank, let's just steal some chocolate and we'll sell it. They're like, yo, we're going to take these carts of chocolate and we're going to go to Godiva and be like, yeah, you know, we just found this chocolate and we're going to sell it to you. It's a steal, you know? We just happened to find 40 tons of chocolate. Go to Godiva and be like, hey, come on. Throw us a bone here, you know? chocolate. Well, I hope everybody's having a good day. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Super Bowls this weekend. Don't really watch football, so I'm going to watch it for the commercials. yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. And yeah, follow me on Twitter at The Manny B Show, all one word. And if you want to share any thoughts or whatever, if you got any stories you'd like to share for me to say on the show, let me know. You could also email me at themannybshow@gmail.com. That's themannybshow@gmail.com. If you would like to send me any of your thoughts, if you want to say pita is the best or whatever you want, or I don't know, man, or you'd like some chocolate. Chocolate's still delicious. And as always, don't panic and hodl, okay? For you guys who know what I'm talking about, don't panic, hodl what you got, and things will get better. Ride the waves of the market. Anyway, make things happen for yourselves, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.